Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. Our AccuWeather forecast for today. Going to be cloudy with occasional showers possible this afternoon. High of about 36 degrees today. Right now in Kenosha, it's 35, 32 in Burlington, Milwaukee 32, 35 degrees in Racine. Pleasant Prairie's Mark Jensen, whose 2008 conviction for murdering his wife with antifreeze 10 years earlier, overturned, likely going to stay in jail until at least his new trial, which may not come until early next year. What's kept this case going? The so-called letter from the grave, penned by Julie Jensen, who urged law enforcement to look at her husband if anything happened to her. In Kenosha Circuit Court yesterday, Judge Chad Kirkman set Jensen's bond at $1.2 million, the same amount as prior to his first trial.
We are now in the same position we were at before the jury trial, and so I think that the bond should be similar. I think the bond should continue at $1.2 million.
Defense attorney Craig Albee asked for a $50,000 bond, said that if Jensen wanted to flee, he could have done that before his first trial. Also, because Jensen qualifies financially for a public defender, Albee is being replaced by an attorney who told Judge Kirkman she'll need at least a year to learn about and to plan for Jensen's retrial. Former Kenosha DA Bob Jambois will be returning to prosecute. A status conference for the Jensen case scheduled for May the 6th. In these times when law enforcement is coming under much closer scrutiny, some police officers in Chicago having to learn the hard way that the video cameras in their squad cars, they have to be in working order.
After dash cam videos of several police shootings were found not to have audio on them, new Superintendent John Escalante issued a warning that officers make sure the gear is working. In the month or so since that warning, 22 officers have been disciplined for having faulty dashboard cameras. Before the warning, 80% of the dash cams had no functioning audio. Afterward, the number of properly recorded videos with audio rose 75%. But Alderman Anthony Beal told the Sun-Times that dramatic improvement just proves that officers were purposely failing to use the cameras properly before. David Stewart, Chicago.
Wisconsin is among the states in a class action lawsuit against the makers of Fitbit and claims that their wristband heart monitors aren't keeping beat. The states allege that the Charge HR and Surge models, which sell for between $150 and $200, do not accurately monitor your heart rate and could be off by as much as 75 beats per minute during workouts. In Milwaukee, the Public Works Commissioner, Kasan Korban, apologized to the alderman on the Public Works Committee for his department's response to last week's snowstorm.
We do take this seriously. I cannot think of anything that the department does that is more meaningful and more that we take more seriously than snow and ice control and operations.
He also noted that the forecast for last Monday night was just 2 inches of snow. The city got hit, though, with a record 9 inches instead. Alderman praising the DPW workers, but leveling numerous criticisms of the plowing operations as inefficient. Speaking of the weather, back on December the 28th, that winter storm that hit the southeast area had a mixture of snow and freezing rain and sleet and winds close to 50 miles per hour and caused significant damage to part of Kenosha's lakeshore. County Board Supervisor Dennis Elverman, who chairs the committee that oversees facilities, told his colleagues the pathway behind Kemper Center really took a beating.
Extensive damage. It came, if you know the parking lot there to the east, it came up far enough to do damage to the pedestrian path. So we are dealing with our insurance companies on that right now, and part of that pedestrian path is closed. The storm, as we all know, was quite severe.
Elverman said the storm caused waves to erode the soft soil and to buckle part of the path, which explains the stop sign that's in place. A dollar figure on the damage still being put together. It's called a task order, and it's expected to result in maybe two or three conceptual plans for upgrading Kennedy Park Drive in Kenosha, which was approved by the Parks Commission this week. Funding to mill and to resurface the bumpy road from the upper Simmons Island restroom building north to 38th Street is included in this year's CIP budget. But the construction won't go beyond the current pavement. The Ayers Group has been tasked with looking at the layout of the road and the parking and the circulation and alternative traffic flow options. Alderman Kurt Wicklund, a little concerned about safety, hoping that that will also be addressed.
My concern is the city has never had any experience with Kennedy Park Drive being a smooth, fast straightaway with very little opportunity for speed management by the Kenosha Police Department. So we have to find, and it's through a park for all things, we have to be very conscious of safety issues. And so that's what I'm going to be hoping to see in this report. And I hope that they are allowed to use their imagination instead of just being restricted to one solution before we even they even look, study the problem.
Ayers Group expected to begin working on the plans a little later this month and present them to the city by the 1st of February. The expansion of Gateway Technical College's Public Safety Training Center and a change to the TIF district for the Heritage House project on the agenda for late this afternoon in the Kenosha Plan Commission. Gateway proposing expansion of the technical building to create a new 12-lane indoor shooting range. The tax incremental district amendment would help Madison-based Gorman & Company with plans to renovate the Heritage House into a boutique hotel. Also on the agenda, a conditional use permit request for a new Fresh Time store at Southport Plaza. To get things accomplished at the local level of government, the city of Racine continues to seek partners. And this year, Mayor John Dickert hoping more will be created to help to make the entire community better.
Much more reaching out. We've started that with a faith leaders meeting, and we've already had that. We're looking forward to our second one to bring everybody together to solve these problems. Because if there's one, thing that I've been doing badly is I've been trying to carry too much on my shoulders. And, you get more done when you bring more people together to the table.
On WRJN's Community Conversations, the mayor said, "We're at the cusp of some great opportunities coming our way." He added that solving community problems isn't a partisan issue, and it requires those willing to talk about solutions. The Racine Zoological Society is named a recipient of the Association of Zoos and Aquariums Quarter Century Award. It was established just last year, this new award acknowledging facilities which have maintained an AZA accreditation continuously for 25 years or more, highlighting commitment to animal care and welfare, conservation, education, and more. The Racine Zoo, one of 119 facilities nationwide, to receive the honor. And the next session of the state legislature will be starting up soon. Racine Democratic Representative Corey Mason hoping for increased bipartisan efforts to get things done.
Act 10, that was a defining generational shift because there were 30-some new members that came in that year out of a body of 99. And I think the hard part about the legacy of that, just in terms of civility, is it set the standard of that somehow being normal, and it's not. And so, I'm pleased to see the tension having cooled down, but it's certainly not to the place where you could describe it as collegial as you'd like it to be.
On another of WRJN's Community Conversations, Mason, who's considered an important voice among the Democrats, noted an improved level of civility with the Republicans, acknowledging some good conversations over a beer or two with Republicans he's gotten to know over the years, wishes there could be more of that. WRJN.com. That's our webpage, and our newscasts are in podcast form, available throughout the day in the local news section. And at WRJN News, that is our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkle, AM 1400 WRJN News.